American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
We're in our second decade on this Lead Slinger's microphone.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance. X Insurance. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Oh, indeed. Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast Crossbreed Holster Studios. Love it. Here's the deal. Great program lined up for you today. So I just, let me first welcome you, because this is my favorite part of the whole week. So, you know, you're in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with me. You're booming out over the Lead Slinger's microphone. All of this being powered by X Insurance. And more about them later in the broadcast. Fun stuff, because I now have X Insurance. As of Friday, I have a bound policy, and I want to explain it to you because it's the real deal. So welcome, welcome, welcome. Huge lineup for you today. That is something I'm really excited about doing. We will see a young man in this half hour of the program, same age as my son, 16 years old, who, by the way, just got his driver's license on Saturday. We're super proud of him. He's a great kid. My insurance tripled, but I guess that's par for the course. But we've got a 16-year-old kid in just a few minutes. I'll be talking to 16-year-old Jackson Rao, who, get this, gave a pro Second Amendment speech to his classmates when he was just 9 or 10 years old. I'll check with him, but it was 9 or 10 years old. It took him to some finals before a bunch of liberal college kids and dopes decided his wasn't good enough, and they went to some dopey lefty PC kid who gave a speech about, you know, whatever it is that lefty PC people do. Guns didn't work, but he's going to be here now, 16 years old. I'm going to play the speech for you at the end of this segment. Then we're going to talk with Jackson. It's outstanding. I've never spoken to him before. I'm really excited. He's on the line. So Jackson, hang in there. We'll go to you shortly. But I do this for a reason. I do this to let you know that the world isn't all fake news, social media, hate-filled doom and gloom, but there are real kids out there like Jackson and my own kids growing up with solid, rock-solid conservative values who get it, who look at the left and the lunatics and the wimpy kneelers of the National Football League and the NBA social justice warriors and all the rest of them, and they get it. They're as disgusted by it as you are, or just disgusted with it as much as you are, and I'm looking forward to talking with them. Then, in this hour, the master granddad, the OG of self-defense himself, my dear friend, author, trainer, and now the new president of the Second Amendment Foundation, Massad Ayoub, the great one. They say Mark Levin's the great one. He ain't the great one. Massad Ayoub is the great one. Massad Ayoub will be here. After Massad Ayoub, in the second hour, AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News will be here, and Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com. We've got bestsellers in two categories, new and used pistols, semi-auto, and new and used revolvers. You're going to love the lists. It was pre-taped earlier today, and that will be occurring in the second hour, 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 Pacific, and you're not going to want to miss it. Some not really surprises on the list, but a unique list, to say the least, the best-selling both new and used categories of the semi-auto pistols and, of course, the revolvers as well. Semi-auto pistols and revolvers, new and used. Really cool stuff. The roundtable. Hour three, tuned up and ready to rock and roll. Regular pundits, Brad Primo, CEO of Lead Slinger's Whiskey. This is, of course, the Lead Slinger's Whiskey powerful microphone here in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. And Justin Moon, the CEO of Carr Arms. And longtime AAR Washington, D.C. correspondent and dear friend, Mr. Neil McCabe, who you have seen rocking the White House and Capitol Hill correspondent for One American News Network on television cameras for years. He will be here. And we may, I have it from inside info because I know a guy, be getting a very special guest call during the roundtable. We may. So I can't let that cat out of the bag. If we don't, I don't want to let you down. But if we do, you're going to know it. It will come in the third hour of the program. But before we get all this going, let me start with this. First, President Trump, and I got to say this, the absolute hateful lefty losers, the socialist Marxist commies who are out there masquerading as former Democrats. They're former Democrats. Due to the president's recent COVID-19 diagnosis, I want I won't waste too much of your time on these hateful, bigoted, despicable people, but only want to tell you that because I think this is so vital and so important. We're able to draw a conclusion from this. I am anyway. It's what gives me hope. It's what gives me confidence in November that while CNN and MSDNC, and if you watch ABC and NBC, you know, you CBS, right? These hate-filled losers are the reason that their ideology will never overtake this nation. If you're foolish enough to be out there in Twitter world and watching these hate-filled, you know, these actors who like Patricia Arquette, Rob Reiner, Meathead, they act as if anybody over or under 55 even knows who they are. They live in their own little bubble world. The rest of America, by the way, goes on with its daily life. But when you read the hate that comes from these people, you begin to realize that, you know what? America's a far better place than these punks and losers. And I lump them in with individuals who kneel like wimps when our anthem is played. Those aren't American men. American men don't kneel when the national anthem is played and kneel for our flag. It's time somebody said that. Stand up and act like a man. Good heavens. But they kneel like wimps when the anthem is played to the social justice warriors and the domestic terror groups, such as a self-declared, not by me, but by them. They removed it from their website because the optics weren't that good. But the self-declared Marxist, Black Lives Matter, and Antifa groups. And while the lefty kook networks won't tell you, all of America from all walks of life are praying for President Trump and the First Lady, as well as the others who contracted COVID in that weird situation. And for others across this nation, it's impacted my family. My father-in-law was diagnosed with it. He's in a nursing home in Ohio, and he was diagnosed with it. He is experiencing symptoms now in Ohio. This is real. We all get this, okay? We all get this. We all understand what I'm saying here. But this nation understands. They won't tell you that on the mainstream news. Americans are a decent, hardworking, and patriotic force to be reckoned with. Just ask any Marxist, socialist, commie party we've defeated around the world over the last couple hundred years. Homegrown losers are next. You're next. We're going to defeat you, too. The good in America will defeat you. But here at AAR, we pray for the swift and full recovery of President Trump so he can get back to whipping, hiding 47-year-old swamp rat socialist Joe Biden and the rest of them. Chicago, we're going to talk about that very briefly before I go to playing this audio tape because it kind of fits real well. How? Why? It bears mentioning. We've done it before. We're going to do it again. As long as the socialist left continues to lie, we're going to be here to rip them up. So get this. Mayor Beetlejuice, Lori Lightfoot, she's a socialist, is at the helm of a city that has seen in July of this year more killings than all of last year. Think about that. In Chicago, we've been covering these numbers. It's not news. We've been covering this for years. But a city run by her party since, I believe, 1931 or some stupid, crazy number like that. And what is she doing now? Again, she's blaming states like Indiana and Wisconsin and all the other stuff. You know what? Here's the deal. If those states were the problem, they'd be having the same problems you are. So get this. There's good in America. And let me tell you something. She could use a dose of this young man. Take a listen.
We've all been hearing a lot about gun control lately. Since the shooting at Sandy Hook, there has been a war on guns. Something needs to be done, but taking away our freedom to own guns is not one. The question we ask is, does the government have the right to make something illegal after allowing we, the people, to carry firearms after all these years? What we believe doesn't really matter. Over 200 years ago, when the U.S. was a new country, a group of men got together and wrote the highest law in the land, the Constitution. These laws include special rights that you get just because you are alive. This is called the Bill of Rights. The Second Amendment in our Bill of Rights is the right to bear arms. If you take guns away from people, how are they going to protect themselves from the criminals who get their guns illegally anyway? Taking them will not change anything for the people who need them most. When I get old enough, I plan on taking all the required gun safety courses that I need. I also plan on taking the concealed weapons class and practice shooting at the gun range. When I have a family of my own, I would love them and want to protect them at any cost. If someone was breaking in to hurt my wife and kids, so I definitely want to be prepared. We know there are changes that need to be made, such as background checks. It's silly that some states will let you walk in and buy a gun without even knowing if you're a bad guy. Another thing is, and I'm a kid, it seems like the people who do all of these crazy shootings seem to be a little loony. Maybe they should look into that a little better. Gun control is an amazing topic for anyone. People see good and bad either way they look at it. But taking our guns away, limiting our bullets or types of guns we own, clearly violates our Second Amendment right.
There you go. That's Jackson Rao at 9 years old. So if he gets it at nine, why can't Lori Lightfoot and the rest of the socialist Marxists get it as well? Now, I'm not going to take issue with Jackson. I'm sure he's changed his tune now that he's 16 about that state's not having background checks. We'll make sure that, that's fixed. But wasn't that beautiful? Jackson's going to be here right after this break. You don't want to miss it. I'm excited to talk to him. We'll be right back after this. Don't go away.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
We'll be right back. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, letting you know that the Desperado Sport Fishing Crew in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and our right to bear arms. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Back indeed inside the Crossbreed Holster Studios on the Lead Slingers Whiskey Microphone. All of it being presented to you by X Insurance. And we're going to cover all of our great partners and sponsors here in just a little bit. But first, and I'm loving the comments that I'm seeing. If you want to watch the program live streaming, you can do it from anywhere in the world. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. And a lot of you are doing that. And we're seeing some great comments in here. And my next guest, Jackson Rowell, has some family in there commenting too. So that speech was amazing. For someone 9 or 10 years old. We'll find out exactly how old right now. Jackson Rowell, welcome to Armed American Radio, my friend. The 16-year-old version. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. You knocked it out of the park with that, dude. Now, let me give some context here. Your mom and dad played that for me. We met on a private aircraft traveling to a meeting across the country together, and they played that for me. I was blown away. I said, let's get him on the show, and here you are. So tell us, that was at Hilliard Elementary in Hilliard, Florida, just on the Florida-Georgia line, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what was the? Why were you giving that? What made you get up and do that? Was this a contest or something?
Yes, sir. It was a Tropicana speech competition. If it was fourth grade, I was only about 9 years old, and you know we had to get up there and give it. First, start out, you go out and give a speech in front of your class, and if you're the first or second, then you go to the school competition, and then it goes to the county, and mine made it all the way to the county that year.
You made it all the way to the county, and I was talking with your mom, and I guess some college. It went to some college kids who were then voting on it when it got outside, and you got kiboshed at that point. But you gave the same speech, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's absolutely awesome. All right, so I gotta ask you this question. It's hard to hear from the video because I took the audio from a video of you giving the speech, which was really neat to see. But you can hear the applause erupt right when the tape cuts. You got a pretty rousing ovation on that, didn't you?
Yes, sir. I'm sure a lot of the kids in the audience, they're my age, but they might have not completely understand what I was saying. But all the teachers and stuff, they knew. And yes, sir, they knew what they were applauding for.
You know, it's interesting because you're darn right about that, Jackson. You know, teachers on both sides knew darn well what you were talking about, okay? You made your point, and you made it succinctly, and it was just articulated so well. The reason I mentioned Chicago and Mayor Lori Lightfoot up there is because the Democrat Party has lost grip. The violence in Chicago, I've been reporting on this broadcast for almost 12 years, is absolutely out of control. They refuse to accept responsibility. They blame other states like Indiana and Wisconsin when the argument is really simple, that if Indiana and Wisconsin are to blame because of their lax gun laws, they would be experiencing the same problems. The whole thing's a lie. And you pointed it out without even really calling it a lie. You just pointed out what the Second Amendment is all about at 9 years old. Bro, hats off to you for that, man. So where are you today? Have your views shifted? Give us the inside dope.
Well, I've learned a lot more about politics, about the country itself since then, and just growing up in America. And I think I know more than the average high school student, maybe, but that's just me learning and digging myself and trying to find stuff. But I'm still just out here for freedom, everything free. Our Constitution, I consider one of the best documents ever written by some of the greatest people ever on this earth. And you know, the Bill of Rights by James Madison is beautiful, and it deserves to be held in high regard.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, the reason I wanted to bring you in, it just kind of fit really well with what's going on this week with President Trump and so many hateful people out in social media saying so many hateful things. It is so refreshing and such a breath of fresh air to hear this come from you at your age, because I have a son your age. My son turned 16 on Wednesday. He just got his driver's license this Saturday, yesterday. And he thinks and talks and acts just like you. And I want listeners across the country on these 200 plus radio stations around the nation from New York City and every market in the country to know that there are kids like you out there. And I don't consider you a kid any more than I consider my own, maybe by age, brother, but you are so beyond your years. Tell the rest of America right now, there are other people who think like you at your age, right? You know, people who think like you.
Yes, sir. I have a lot of friends who are just as concerned about our country as I am, and I've met a lot of people online through TikTok. I mean, I know you've heard of that app.
Oh, yeah.
Especially with everything that's going on that, but there's a lot of people who think like me and a lot of people who really care about our country out there.
So does it encourage you when you see that out there and you see all this negative hate from the leftist media that's constantly, I mean, just deriding us? They hate us. They hate everything we stand for, that there's other people out there. How's that make you feel?
It definitely is a motivator, my bad. But just to see all the hate, and I mean, it's what they're driven by, you know, just to bash and do anything to disregard President Trump and our country. Right. And, you know, I think we need to just rally a bunch of these kids. And because, I mean, we're the next generation of voters. I'm going to be voting in a year. And I actually just turned 17 in August.
Good.
By the way.
Oh, good. But, That's my bad. I apologize.
It's all right. But, yes, I think we need to really focus on this next generation of voters, because that is the ultimate turning point to see if America does crumble into socialism's cruel grasp, or if we continue just going along with what our founders thought we should be.
How refreshing, listeners, to hear this conversation from this young man. My daughter, 17 years old, just is right in there. I get it. I know exactly where you're coming from. She will be 18 on November 3rd. November 2nd, the day before the election on November 3rd. So she was able to register to vote just a couple months ago, back in July. She was at 17 and a half, and she will be voting for the first time. And she, like you, speaks the same things. And it's just so wonderful to hear this generation. I wanted America to get this message of hope and all this crap going on. Hey, let me ask you a question. Do you know who Patricia Arquette is?
No, sir, I do not.
Good. You see, that's why we don't pay any attention. So Fox and the rest of them, quit reporting what these dopey, washed up, phony actors and actresses tweet. Nobody cares. This generation that's going to be running this country, like this young man, I'm talking with Jackson Rao, 17 years old, down in Hilliard, Florida. And they get it. Get off these old geezers over there that nobody knows about. Nobody cares what Holly Weird thinks about. So listen, with the remaining time that we have, let listeners know what you're up to. You got quite a bit going on. You're a champion wrestler. You're a football player, a star football player. Tell us real quick.
All right. Yeah, wrestling, I took that on only my 10th grade year, which it's crazy, because a lot of the opponents I'm up against, they've been doing the sport for going on 10 years, ever since they're in kindergarten. So I've had to learn real fast in that. But I just put a lot of my work and time in it, and ended up winning districts last year and made it all the way to the state tournament.
You know, let me tell you, I want you to hear this from some viewers that are watching the show now live across the country. Jackson gives us hope for the younger generation. That's from Paul. Ron says, it's a breath of fresh air to hear such words of freedom come out of such a young man's mouth. Di Primo, who is the mother of the CEO of Ledslinger's Whiskey, who will be in the roundtable, says, Jackson Rao has it together. Refreshing indeed. Mark, wonderful to listen to this young man. Tom Pradzinski says, awesome, patriotic young man. God bless him. Hey, Jackson, will you promise to come back on the show with us in the near future?
Yes, sir, absolutely.
God bless you, sir, and everything you do. Please keep the word out there. If you need me to help you in any way, shape, or form, you know how to get a hold of me. That was Jackson Rao, an American patriot at 17 years old. Back right after this with Masad Ayoub. Unbelievable. I hope you enjoyed that like I did.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Ledslinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Ledslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit ledslingerswhiskey.com today.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, Remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason on KQAM, Wichita's Big Talker, and you're tuned into the Armed American Radio Network. Now let's get back to the man himself, Mark Walters.
Darn right you are. Thanks for that rejoin, Andy Hoosier. We appreciate it very much. You can listen to Andy Hoosier on KQAM. KQAM listeners in Wichita, you're tuned in right now. Tons of fans up there. We love you guys, and you got a great one with Andy. Anytime I need to be out, as I was not too long ago, you may hear Andy sitting in the chair here for me. He's an outstanding guy. Before I go to my next guest, who is one of my most favorite people on earth ever, of all time ever, who was on this program for what turned into what is no doubt probably the single most classic piece ever done on this show, I got a comment real quick. The comments that I'm seeing on the young man, Jackson Rau, are just incredible. And let me tell you, as the host of this show, listening to him gave me hope. I have never spoken to Jackson before. I can promise you he will be back on the show. He absolutely will get an invite. We might make him the voice of that generation on this program. You can imagine Jackson Rau being the 17-year-old young man on the streets for Armed American Radio, keeping us up to date on what's going on out there from the younger generation. Now, I have kids, okay, but maybe some of you don't have kids that age like Jackson, but what a wonderful voice. And if that didn't leave you with hope, which was its intent, that's why I wanted to put him in here, to let you know that it's not all the crap you see on the fake news all day long. There is real America out there, and real America includes 17-year-olds like him and both of my children who are out there taking on this anti-freedom establishment with their own posts and their own conversations amongst their own peers. Jackson, I know you're probably still tuned in. Fantastic stuff. Thank you for uplifting Armed American Radio listeners across the nation today. That was incredible to hear. And I would suggest you go over to facebook.com/Armed American Radio and read some of the comments that people are talking about you in there. It will make you feel really good. Very proud to have you on the program. I'm looking forward to bringing you back. Now, let's go to my next guest, Mr. The Godfather. I mean, I don't feel like I should call my next guest Mr. I mean, this is maybe Lord. Lord Mas Ayoub Mossad, how are you, my friend? It's so great to have you on the show today.
It's good to be back, Mark.
Always a pleasure. And you know that classic clip that I was referring to? Sean and
yes,
I were discussing it this weekend, that beer mug clip from a, you know, that's been almost 10 years ago, Mossad. I hate to date both of us, but good heavens, that's been a long time ago. So thank you. Now, Mossad, you got some really cool news. I've mentioned it to listeners before, but I want them to hear it from you because I participated in the board meeting where you were just recently named the president of the Second Amendment Foundation, having to fill those humongous shoes of Joe Tartaro. And that's not easy to do. If anybody can do it, I couldn't think of anybody else but you. So welcome. Tell us about it.
Well, it's certainly a challenge. Joe was there from the beginning. And the old heads in the gun owner civil rights movement, remember, he was one of the prime movers in the Cincinnati revolt in the late 1970s that really turned the National Rifle Association from kind of a giant fishing game club, an arbiter of target shooting sports, into what so many, including our enemies, have called the most powerful grassroots lobby in Washington, D.C. We lost Joe in June of this year. He was one of my mentors and really a mentor to all of us now involved. So it's going to be a challenge, but I'm looking forward to it.
You know, Mass, let's talk about some of the challenges that the country faces. I am fortunate enough, thank God, to have you for not only this segment, but the next segment as well. And I want to talk with you about a number of things, including Kyle Rittenhouse, self-defense issues, what we're seeing on the streets in America today. These are conversations that you and I have had, you know, privately, you know, or, and publicly about what happens and how Americans respond. And we're actually seeing some of this stuff that I've talked with you about over the years actually unfold in American cities and American streets right now. It's very disheartening. But from the Second Amendment Foundation standpoint, I don't think the organization could have anybody else at the helm as president outside of Joe better than you. That's my own personal viewpoint. I can't think of any one person that could do a bigger job. When you look at some of the troubles that the National Rifle Association is having right now, where do you see the Second Amendment Foundation kind of picking up steam and maybe taking over some of this, you know, as the NRA has difficulty and as our gun rights are under just extreme duress right now?
Well, the Second Amendment Foundation was founded in the early 1970s by Alan Gottlieb, who is still the executive director and the real driving force behind the organization. It began largely as what some in the gun movement called the egghead wing of the 2A people. A bunch of scholars got together, grant funding was arranged for them to do scholarly legal research on Second Amendment and related issues. And back then, the general feeling of the legal community had been that the Second Amendment spoke to a National Guard and due almost entirely to the work that the body of work that Alan Gottlieb created with all those scholars. It's now generally accepted by everyone, including the Supreme Court of the United States. Of course, it's an individual right. Now, we still see certain politicians saying, no, no, it's all about the militia. It's all about National Guard. Well, if you look at it, the Bill of Rights was probably one of the most carefully constructed documents in the history of statecraft. The founders at that time were mostly people who had been there for the Revolutionary War, and the gunfire of the revolution was still ringing in their ears when they crafted that document. If you actually read the Bill of Rights, every single element, every single amendment speaks to an individual right. It is awfully hard to believe that they carelessly decided to address states' rights in one single element and that they would throw it in as second right after freedom of speech. Finally, if it was National Guard, consider a National Guard in that period would have been Tories loyal to King George and duty-bound to crush the American rebellion and kill their fellow Americans. It's insane to think that's what the framers planned. It was Second Amendment Foundation that brought the Heller decision and the subsequent McDonald decision that clearly, irrefutably, for anyone without a political identity or a personal agenda, to say it was anything but an individual right. My own feeling is I don't think there's such a thing as gun rights. Guns are objects. Objects don't have rights. What all of us are fighting for here, Second Amendment Foundation and you and our sister organization, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms, our lobbying wing, is basically a civil right and absolutely a human right. I'd like to remind the listeners that Lord Blackstone, the great commentator on the common law, said self-defense was the highest of all human rights. That's where we stand. That's what we do.
You know, Massad, when I hear you lay out in the way that you did the logic of the right to keep and bear arms in its second place, where the rest talk about an individual person, hence the word people, in the right of the people. You'd have to be very hard-pressed to believe that the founding fathers and all of their brilliance were too stupid to mention state instead of people. That would have to be a glaring mistake. But you know, Massad, there's a sucker born every day that falls for this misinformation and disinformation campaign that goes on all over the place, and hence why we have to fight every single day. You know, I know we're going to be taking a break here in just a minute, so I'll kind of lead into it. I think we've got about a minute, Sean. We've got another minute. Massad, let's do this with the time that we have left in this, and then we'll move on to some other issues. I want to ask you about Kyle Rittenhouse, and I'm getting some commentary about that as well, and self-defense of the nation right now as we see what's unfolding on the streets. But when you sum up everything that you sum up, I think it's important to note that, correct me if the number is mistaken, but 85% of the pro-rights legislation or pro-rights court cases that have been won by Second Amendment Foundation cases, correct?
That sounds about right. Going from basically the organization followed Gottlieb's dream,
right,
and went from the legal scholarship into the courts and bringing those legal points and that legal scholarship before the highest benches. And that's why we are overwhelmingly winning in these cases. Second Amendment Foundation is the leader in challenging anti-gun laws in court.
You better believe it. I'm talking with Massad Ayoub, the godfather of self-defense, author of way too many books to mention, except I'll mention this one because, boy, I'll tell you, still widely regarded today as the Bible of self-defense. The book is In the Gravest Extreme. I've read it lost count how many times I've read it. Massad is now the president of the Second Amendment Foundation. We're going to ask him about some of the things you want to hear from him, about what's going on in the country and Kyle Rittenhouse and self-defense on the streets, back right after this.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hey guys, in a crisis, communication is critical to survival. Without power for your phone and other devices in an emergency, how do you alert emergency responders or call friends and relatives to tell them you're safe or call them to see if they're safe? These are the actual questions that many people had to answer after the destructive derecho storm swept through the Midwest, the derecho storm. And it doesn't take a derecho storm to get there. Snow, ice, wind, earthquakes, fires, everyday accidents, they can knock out power in an instant without any warning. That's why we shouldn't have been surprised when the Extreme Power Bank became our best seller over at Pulse TV for 2020. But even we were in shock to have sold over 15,000 in under 3 days. Our customers couldn't get enough. Good news, our Extreme Power Banks are now back in stock. But if these sell out again, it could be months before we get more in stock. If you're ready to take charge and look out for yourself and your family, visit PulseTV.com/armed. That's PulseTV.com/ARMED. You'll be glad you did.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
Our Second Amendment rights are under attack like never before, and we need you to take action now. The 2020 Democrat candidates have declared war on your right to keep and bear arms. Joe Biden supports gun prohibition and confiscation of your guns. Anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg has vowed to spend millions to support Biden, and his number one policy issue is to take away your Second Amendment rights. It is urgent that every American show your support for our right to keep and bear arms. Please call 800-497-4775 to sign our petition in support of President Trump and your Second Amendment rights. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms, and it starts with your phone call to 800-497-4775. President Trump has protected our Second Amendment rights, and we need to show we support his presidency. 800-497-4775. Paid for by American Political Action Committee PAC, which is responsible for the content of this message.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. That's iced Defender Coffee in my mug if you're watching me. If you're not, I just told you, if you're listening on over 220 plus radio stations around the country, pushing up to 250, I guess. I've lost count. Those of you watching or listening, I should say, on digital cable radio network stations in cities and hundreds of cities around the country. It's awesome. If you want to watch the show, Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. Please like and share it. You'll love the Armed American Radio studio. We've built this thing out for you in mind. It's very aesthetically appealing, and you will dig it. Lead Slingers Whiskey, Defender Coffee. The promo code is AAR. This is the Crossbreed Holster Studios. This is the Lead Slingers microphone. The Second Amendment Foundation. Join us at saf.org. And remember, coming up the next hour, Patricia Huff from gunbroker.com. It's 100% free. Now, by the way, the promo code on Defender Coffee is 15% across the board, and MyPillow, the promo code over there. Use the promo code. They've got tons of specials all the time. We'll talk about more of our sponsors in the upcoming remaining part of the show. I'm going to get back to Massad Ayoub. Massad Ayoub, of course, from the Massad Ayoub Group. I've taken the Mag 20 with him. I've got to get into the Mag 40, but schedules are so difficult anymore with 6 days on air. But Massad Ayoub, godfather of self-defense, author, trainer, law enforcement officer, still active, of course, expert witness. Massad, it's so great to have you in here. As always, my friend, welcome back, sir.
Oh, thank you. It's a retired law enforcement officer now for about 3 years.
Retired. That's a good thing, right?
Well, after 43 years, I looked in the mirror. I was about to turn 69, and I just didn't see a cop anymore.
There you go. So that's Massad Ayoub for you. But I tell you what, I'm never going to ever give up on that Godfather of Self-Defense title for you, sir. All right, let's do this. I'm going to stay there. I'm sorry. I'm going to stay there. And I'll buy you a rolling rock next time I see you. Here's the deal. I want to hear from you, a man who is widely regarded across the country as the self-defense expert and really started and created the genre of self-defense that we have today, and all with that great work in The Gravest Extreme. But I want to know from you, how fearful are you of what's happening in this country today? Mas, you and I haven't had a chance to talk about that on the air.
It is pretty grim. The year began with the COVID pandemic and the prediction that public safety personnel, including law enforcement, would be reduced in number by about 20% just for the ones who contracted the virus and had to be quarantined for 2 weeks at a time because of their exposure to brother and sister personnel. Then we had the riots. We had city after city where they literally conceded the police station to the to the rioters, where the entire department was so tied up dealing with the civil conflagration that they were unable to properly respond to 911 emergencies, streets being blocked, and ambulances couldn't get what they needed to go, nor fire trucks. And people realized it's time and space. If it's going to take 11 minutes on the average to get police response, and now that's going to go down because of fewer officers, you have to take care of yourself. In the same sense that every well-prepared home today has fire extinguishers, because they know in 11 minutes from when the fire blooms to when the fire trucks get there, they could all be killed. But if they have something they can resort to, they can save their life right there. The defensive firearm is a direct analog to that. Like the fire extinguisher, it's an emergency safety rescue equipment for the first responder to hold the line against death until the professionals can get there to deal with it. Millions of people have seen that, Mark. You've seen how many millions of people became first-time gun owners in just the last few months.
Mossad, obviously, that number now is we think about 10 million. You probably are aware. John Lott just reported now just under 20 million concealed carry permit holders. I believe the number was 19.8 million. And as you well know, that, sir, that doesn't even include in the 16 states, 17, depending on how you want to look at one of them, constitutional carry, that people that don't have a permit that are carrying. There are tens of millions of Americans lawfully carrying guns. Hopefully those new gun owners do what we do, and we embrace them and we bring them to the polls with us. But let me take you to Wisconsin now, where I will say this is a comment you will never hear, Mossad, coming from my home. Hey, Lise, you stay here with Lindsay. Ryan and I are going to strap up ARs and go to the riots. You're not going to hear that conversation in my house. Okay. Having said that, Kyle Rittenhouse was there. He was there lawfully. I've looked at this tape three ways from Sunday, backwards, forwards. I've lost count how many times. I'm sure you have as well. This is a clear-cut case of self-defense in my estimation, and I've got people asking me online to ask you about it. His attackers haven't even been questioned, to my understanding, yet this kid is sitting there charged with murder. Was this self-defense?
From everything that's been made public, and let me clarify at the beginning, I have no personal involvement in the case, and I'm speaking just for myself personally. But I'm also speaking on having taught deadly force since 1972 and been an expert witness for the courts on these topics since 1979. From everything that has been made public, it appears to be clear-cut self-defense, and Kyle Rittenhouse appears to be defensible on every single element of the allegations against him.
And, you and I covered the Zimmerman case together. I introduced you to George. We've talked to him together. We remember going through all of that. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, weren't you a witness? You were a potential witness in that case as an expert, were you not? You were not called, but you were on that list?
I was retained by his first attorney, Craig Sonner.
Okay.
When he switched attorneys, Sonner and his whole team were out of the picture. I was later interviewed for it by Mark O'Mara and Don West. But did not offer to do it for free, so they got someone else who did an excellent job, by the way. Right. I later spent probably more than 40 hours with Don West and a good bit of time with George Zimmerman himself. I'm convinced the acquittal was absolutely correct. I believe it was an unmeritorious prosecution.
And the reason I bring him up is because we don't always, us sitting on the outside, we don't always get to see everything and we don't know everything. But what we do see publicly from Rittenhouse, unlike what we couldn't see from Zimmerman, because it was all caught on film on multiple angles, I have seen absolutely nothing. This kid was fleeing for his life. People were beating him. They were trying to disarm him. And it is just astonishing to me in today's day and age that this kid, because of political correctness, and because of a movement where weak individuals are too scared to stand up and be leaders, that this kid, now I feel confident he's going to be acquitted. Care to give us a prediction on that? I mean, you're very important in this area. I understand if you don't want to.
I do not predict juries. That said, all the evidence that has thus far been presented to the public favors Kyle Rittenhouse. Well, the three men he shot were clearly initial aggressors.
Basad, where can people go with the last minute that we have to find everything about the MAG group, everything about you, all of your books, everything, sir?
Well, first, for a Second Amendment Foundation, it would be SAF.org. For me, it's MassadAUGroup.com. That's MassadAYOOB.com. We teach classes around the country. I just finished one tonight in Kansas. And we should have something within striking distance of any armed citizen who is interested.
And that is all visible on the website. Massad, I'll give the website out for you for the Massad Ayoub Group throughout the program today, sir. Let me just say this. I love you to death. Thank you for being here. You are clearly a fan favorite. Thank you for everything you've dedicated your life to over all these years. And I'm looking forward to bringing you on the program again and again and again years down the road. Massad Ayoub, thank you, sir, for being here. Stay safe and teach well, okay, my friend?
Thank you, brother. Best wishes to you and your listeners.
You better believe it. That's Massad Ayoub. He is the godfather of self-defense. He is unbelievable. What an honor to have him here. What a fantastic hour of Armed American Radio today. Fantastic. It just doesn't get any better. Coming up in the next half hour, we're going to try AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News will be here. And, of course, Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com. Lots to cover with you. Don't go away. Back after this. Good heavens, what a show.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.